How Trade Schools Can Beat a Four-Year Degree. Commentary. With student loan debt surpassing $1.7 trillion, more Americans are questioning whether a four-year college degree is the only route to success. In fields like cosmetology and practical nursing, some are discovering a faster, more affordable path to financial stability, reshaping traditional notions of social mobility. After graduating with a marketing degree, Catherine Miller of York, Pennsylvania, said she struggled to find opportunities aligned with her career goals despite completing an unpaid internship. Frustrated by the lack of prospects in her field, the 25-year-old pivoted to cosmetology school. Less than a year later, she was working in a salon and earning more than she had anticipated in her previous line of work. As soon as I got out of school, I started working as an entry-level stylist, Miller says. I'm already making more money than I would have in marketing. At her salon, she earns 50% commission on all services and keeps 100% of her tips. While building a full book of around 800 clients remains a long-term goal, Miller notes that even part-time stylists can earn six figures. She also views cosmetology as a springboard to entrepreneurship. I looked around and thought, if I ever wanted to be entrepreneurial and start my own business, this would be the type of environment I'd want to work in. In Florida, Sherita Simmons discovered a path for rapid career advancement. In her mid-30s, she enrolled in Cape Coral Technical College's practical nursing program in 2022, where scholarships covered nearly all her expenses. They opened a lot of doors for me to get scholarships to pay for the school, Simmons says. I didn't pay out of pocket for anything. After completing the program and passing her state exam in 2023, Simmons landed a nursing job paying $27.50 an hour. In just 18 months, she was earning $31, with some per diem shifts offering $43. I can support my kids, pay rent, and have money left over, she explains. Now I'm enrolled in an LPN2RN bridge program that costs $7,000, and scholarships cover most of that, too. No debt. Simmons credits the technical college route for transforming her family's finances and fueling her ambition to keep advancing in nursing. She's not alone. Vocational school enrollment has risen 16% since 2024, and a 2024 Thumbtack report found 55% of Gen Zers are considering skilled trades, up from 43% in 2023. Stories like Miller's and Simmons's show how trade and vocational programs, often completed in just 1 or 2 years, can lead to stable careers without the burden of overwhelming student debt. Graduates typically begin earning sooner, keep more of their incomes, and gain an early edge in building financial security. The average graduate of a 2-year vocational or technical program owes about $10,000 in student loans, while the typical bachelor's degree holder carries over $38,000, sometimes exceeding $41,000, with repayments stretching over decades. Meanwhile, federal projections show healthcare roles booming over the next decade. Nurse practitioners, for instance, are expected to grow 46% by 2033, far outpacing the overall job market. Other skilled fields, like wind turbine service technicians, project 60% growth. Many of these in-demand careers require less than 4 years of schooling, a quicker entry to the workforce without the weight of crushing debt. Despite the promising data, trade careers still face cultural stigma, often seen as a fallback for those who aren't college material. David Michael Phelps, president of Harmel Academy of Trades in Michigan, sees this as a misunderstanding of hands-on professions. People look at the question of, what do young people do after high school? And tend to think along a certain set of assumptions that we've been playing with for 2 or 3 generations now. There seems to be this game, if you go off and you get credentialed in a certain way by a certain type of institution, say college, then that provides a certain amount of freedom. But all that is predicated on the assumption that it gives you competence. I think so few people have questioned whether that's actually true. Phelps adds that trades are not simply about competence, but rather placing people in touch with reality in such a way that's more undeniable. While these careers offer market opportunity, economic mobility, and freedom, Phelps believes their deeper value lies in human formation. At the same time, some worry that automation could threaten future jobs. Brent Orrell, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, argues that physical trades may hold a crucial advantage. I don't think anything is future-proof, Oral notes. But plumbers, electricians, and other hands-on fields are much harder to automate than white-collar work. They may be more resilient in the face of AI. Yet for many like Catherine Miller and Sherita Simmons, the benefits of skill-based training outweigh long-standing stigmas or fears about automation. Their experiences show how trade schools can unlock financial stability without the crushing debt that often comes with a four-year degree. I'm showing my kids that you don't have to go to a four-year college to get where you want to be in life, Simmons says. She now plans to become a registered nurse, while Miller hopes to open her own salon. Both women have found that, in an era of skyrocketing tuition and uncertain returns on traditional degrees, the trades can offer a steadier route to professional growth, on their own terms, from the Foundation for Economic Education.